Back again at Hammond School, getting ready for the Love Chevy Game of the Week. It's Hammond and Pinewood Prep tonight. We're talking now with Michael Wright, the head coach from Pinewood Prep, located in Somerville, South Carolina. Coach Wright, good to have you on the Love Chevy Game of the Week. How you doing tonight?
Good. We're doing well.
All right, Coach. Rematch of last year's state championship game. This is a big ball game for both teams. You got the road trip in from Somerville. So a huge ball game for both teams tonight.
It is, and we both want to make sure we play well and do our best to try to get ourselves in position for the playoffs.
What did it mean to you, your kids, your program, to get into that championship game a year ago? I know you finished the state runner-up, but it had been a great experience just to be in that game.
It meant a lot to us, and we wanted to certainly go there and do our best. Obviously, played a really terrific team with Hammond. So we're excited about it, and we'll try to see whether we can climb the mountain again.
Talking Panther football, Pinewood Prep, and Hammond tonight in the game of the week. Michael Wright's our guest here on the pregame show, the Love Chevy Game of the Week. Coach, talk about your football team here. What style of offense do you run, and who are some of your top players on the offensive side?
We have a mixture. We run a little bit of different formations, as most teams do nowadays. Obviously, a lot from shotgun, et cetera. Obviously, our linemen are the key to everything, as you always know. Josh Reynolds has done a terrific job all season long as one of our top linemen. And then all the other guys have followed suit who are juniors that have really done a nice job for us as well. And then, obviously, we're trying to keep our offense balanced with pass-run concept. And we've had two quarterbacks, Sammy Casey, who's actually been the main guy this year, and then Jack got hurt, and Jack will be back tonight a little bit. And so we'll look to see whether we play both of them.
How about defensively, Coach? Top players over there.
Defensively, they've been a shutdown defense all year long. Ryan Hewitt has been a huge plus over there with a number of interceptions and played extremely well, covering the tough receivers. Defensive line, we rotate around, and once again, Josh has done a wonderful job over there. And then our linebackers have done a really nice job as well. So we're excited. Matthew Latham, both sides of the ball, plays extremely well.
Coach Wright, how was Pinewood affected by the hurricane? We know a lot of folks, across the state been without power or were without power for several days, and coastal areas obviously evacuated and hit particularly hard. So how did that affect your school?
It affected us because some of us had to, as you mentioned, leave town for a day or two. Some of us had no power for a period of time. So all of that was interrupting to our schedule. And so trying to get back on track hasn't been easy, but I think the guys have taken it in stride, the coaches have taken it in stride, and we're moving forward.
Good to be back playing football under the lights on Friday night, eh, Coach?
It is. It certainly is, sir.
All right, and you got a tough opponent tonight in Hammond. Tell us about Hammond.
Hammond is obviously, the record speaks for itself. They won the state title 11 times, I believe it is, and certainly won it again last year. Obviously, respect what they do and respect Coach there and the things that he's able to get his team to do year in and year after. So we're excited. We always want this challenge, and we're the up-and-comer, so we're trying to get where they have been.
Coach Wright, great to meet you. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.